Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Friday, June 21st. Let's continue Dr. Stanley's Life Principles series to discover why stressful situations require a godly response, not an emotional reaction.
Well, there's a battle raging everywhere you turn today, whether it's internationally or whether it's in your own home. People are fighting and battling against all kinds of things. Sometimes those battles are external, battles between you and someone else. Sometimes it's an internal battle. That is something that you're battling with yourself about. It could be some animosity, some unforgiveness. It could be some hurt, some feeling of rejection. Or it could be something deep down inside of you. You're not even aware of what it is, but you know that something's not right. How do you deal with these things? These are battles we go through in life. Do you argue? Do you fuss? Do you literally fight? Or do you know the best way? What I want to talk about in this message is the best way. Listen, I want to talk about how to win every single battle, no matter what it is. You say, well, that's impossible. No, it's not, and I will show you why. The most important thing in our life is our personal, intimate relationship with Him. But that to be right, we must have the right kind of prayer life. So what I want to talk about in this message is simply this. Fight your battles on your knees. And I want you to turn to the 26th chapter of Matthew. And this is an incident of the vital part of the life of Christ. In this 26th chapter, beginning in verse 36, just read a few verses here. Because Jesus is a perfect pattern of what we're going to talk about. And you recall that He's been trumped up and now He's in the garden. And if all these false charges against Him. And the scripture says in verse 36 is He's battling it out with the Father. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to His disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then He said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And He went a little beyond them and fell on His face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as You will. And you know, He came back again and again. Now, what is this He was battling with? Was He battling with the whole idea of whether to go to the cross or not? No. That was a settled issue. He knew that the cross was absolutely vital for the Father to accomplish His purpose. So that was not the issue. The issue was this. Father, is there any way that we can accomplish this without us being separated? We can't even conceive of the idea of what went on in the life and the mind of Jesus when He began to realize that He could be separated from the Father. That is, He was going to have to experience the pain and the suffering that every person who ever dies without Christ will have to suffer. And that is being separated from your very Creator, separated from the very person who created you for the purpose of bringing Him glory and honor throughout your life. And so this was the struggle. And He was battling it out. And Satan, no doubt, had battled with Him about the whole issue. So He won that battle. He won it on His knees, crying out to the Father. Now, all of us have battles we have to face in life. As we said, some of them can be personal, some of them can be about your job, about your finances, about your health, or sometimes it can be about your attitude towards someone else, lust and greed and envy and hostility and anger and all the rest. They're all battles we have to deal with, temptation. So the issue is, how do you fight your battles? And what I want to do is to answer two questions primarily. One of them is, why should we fight our battles on our knees? And the second question is, how do we do it? Because it is one of the most important lessons you will ever learn in your life. Now, the first issue here is to clarify, what do we mean by fighting a battle on your knees? Simply this, and that is that you and I come to Him on our knees before a holy God, reverencing Him for who He is, and bring our petitions to Him, lay them out before Him. And oftentimes, we know that's the right thing to do, and yet in spite of that, we don't do it. And oftentimes people will have a deep burden about something, a heavy heart, big battle they're going through, and they lie down in the bed and talk to God a few minutes and they're asleep. Or they get up in the morning and go to work and they sort of tip God, well, Lord, bless me today, protect me, watch over me, care for my family, provide my needs, and so forth, and off and on they're gone. And then they wonder why things happen the way they happen. Fighting your battles on your knees requires more than that. And I want you to listen carefully because I do believe it's one of the most important, most powerful lessons a person can learn. And you might say, well, when did you learn it? I learned it in one of those big battles in my life. And that battle was when I first came to First Baptist. I came as an associate pastor. And then I was thought about to be the possible pastor. And that started the war. And so a war went on for a while. And I remember how many times I'd walk out on Sunday morning and preach this vast host of people. And knowing that about 300 of them or more were just itching to get rid of me. And so that's not the most calming, quiet, peaceful thing in the world to be looking out there because you couldn't respond that way. And so I had to go through all this, and one day God settled this issue with me. He said, if you want to win this battle, two things he taught me. This is the first one. If you want to win this battle, you must fight this battle on your knees alone with me, period. You cannot defend yourself. You cannot argue. You cannot do any of that. This battle, you must fight on your knees in this prayer room alone between the two of us. Well, I didn't think that was very hard till I started doing that. And then I realized he meant what he said. Couldn't argue, couldn't defend myself. No matter what they said, I had to fight it out. So what I want to share with you is what I know to be true. Not what I've read, what I've heard, because I've never read it. I know that you can win every battle, no matter what it is. And it may sound impossible, but I want you to listen carefully. You and I are going to fight battles all of our life till the day we die, and maybe on that day. And the issue is, do you want to win or do you want to lose? Do you want to fight them in vain, uselessly, or do you want all of this fighting that goes on to be profitable to you? Profitable to the kingdom of God, to bring him glory and honor. And I think surely you must. So why should we fight our battles on our knees? Well, let's just begin by simply saying this, that when you think about whatever battle you're going through, it doesn't make any difference what it is. I want to tell you how to win every time. And the first thing that's necessary is this, is to remember this is a biblical pattern. This is not my pattern. This is a biblical pattern. You go back in the Old Testament, there are many men on their knees praying. Hezekiah, for example, before an attack. Daniel, for example, when the king Darius told him that he wanted him to be the head over all of the kingdom. And the other satraps were jealous, and so they plotted to have him thrown in the lion's den. And he knew about that. And what did he do? He went up on his rooftop, opened the window, and prayed like he normally had. And, of course, they threw him in the lion's den. But what the guys did not know who plotted was that when Daniel was in the lion's den, God would be in there with him. And, of course, you and I know what happened. Look at the life of Jesus. He had to battle sometimes. We just see that one in the Garden of Gethsemane. There were other times when Satan attacked him. There'll be times when you and I get attacked. All through the Scriptures, you find God's servants battling out the issues on their knees before God. So it's a pattern. Very important pattern. The second reason we should do it is this, and listen carefully, and that is when you and I humble ourselves before Almighty God, reverencing who He is, which is very, very important. When we kneel before Him on our face before Him, crying out to Him, here's what we're doing. We engage the sovereign of the universe. We're engaging God. We're bringing Him into our battle. So that we're not battling alone. And so who is that? We know that He's absolutely omnipotent. He has all power. Absolutely omniscient. He has all knowledge. He is omnipresent so that I know He's with me in the battle. And if you think about this, no matter what you're facing, you have engaged, you have brought into your battle the one person who knows all the facts, who knows all the ins and outs, who knows exactly what you should do and what you should not do, and the person who has the power to execute His will and His purpose and His plan in your life no matter what. And so for a person to fight their battles without God, what you're doing is you're eliminating the most powerful force in the world, because the Scripture says that He says He has established His throne in the heavens and His sovereignty. His awesome power rules over everything. He says, for example, they that wait upon the Lord, He says, here's the promise. He says He acts in behalf of those who wait for Him. And oftentimes in our battles, we have to wait for God to give us direction. It's time on your knees before Him. And the reason God doesn't give us a quick answer oftentimes is for this reason. We don't even understand what the issues are sometimes. We think we do. So what He has to do, He has to just pull off layer after layer after layer after layer of our attitudes, for example, and our viewpoint about things, till He gets down to the truth and He shows us the truth. And when He shows us the truth, then He has certain requirements of us. And when we follow those requirements, what does He do? He releases His awesome power, His supernatural, unlimited power into your life to do what? To fight your battles for you. Remember what the prophet said to Hezekiah? He said, God has said to him, this is not your battle. You're not going to have to face this. What I want you to do is to stand and watch the salvation of God. Now, does that mean that you're not never to do anything? No, but it means we're to do what He tells us to do. And oftentimes when we get in those battles, we want to defend ourselves and argue and fuss with somebody else and cause all kind of things to happen, none of which brings any real peace. If we're to fight our battles, we're to fight them God's way. We're to fight them on our knees, recognizing that we have this awesome God who is willing to get engaged in our fight no matter what it is, and He's willing to see us through it. Now, there's a third thing and a third reason why we fight our battles on the knees, and that's this. And that is, God sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit, for example, because several reasons, but one of them, remember He told His disciples, He said, you sit down, that's what He said, tarry, you sit down in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes. They were not ready to face the battle they were going to face to go out and win the world to Christ, that is to evangelize the world. They weren't ready. And He said, you're not ready just because you've been with Me for 3 years and watched miracles and teaching and all the rest. You're not ready until you be endued with power from on high. And so the Spirit of God came. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He came into your life. Listen, to do what? To indwell you, seal you as a child of God, and begin His awesome work in your life. So what is His work? If you read the Scriptures, what you'll discover is this, that every single work of the Holy Spirit is something that He does you and I cannot do for ourselves. And one of His works is to give you and me God's viewpoint of the battle we're going through, to see things the way He sees them. He also gives us not only His viewpoint, but He gives us discernment to be able to know what to do, when to do it, when to speak, and when to be quiet. And it's very important that whatever battle you're in, that you and I understand when we ought to do the talking and when we should not do the talking. Sometimes the way you fight is with silence. It is powerful. Now, I don't mean being cowardly, but I mean silence is powerful. He says He acts in behalf of those who wait for Him. You don't make a move. You just wait for God. Silence is oftentimes very powerful. And so He sent the Holy Spirit to tell us when to speak and to tell us when not to speak, tell us what to say and what not to say, and to who to say it to and to whom we should not speak. And so in order to fight our battles on our knees and to win, there are certain things that are very important. And I think about also what happens when you and I fight our battles on our knees. That is, we're talking about simply talking to God about the situation. One of the most awesome things is this, and all of us have been through this, you get the greatest amount of comfort and assurance and confidence when you have spent time alone with God and He's speaking to you and encouraging your heart. Let me ask you, how many times have you ever prayed and God just totally discouraged you? That's not who He is. What does He do? He encourages us. He lifts us. He gives us His viewpoint. He wants us to see things from His perspective. He wants us to know from His perspective what to do next. And so when I think about the fact that He's so willing to be so intimately involved in my battles, no matter what they are, you and I can win every battle every single time. But you see, it's a matter of knowing why. Why do we want to include him in it all? Because he's the only one who can settle it. Now, another reason is this. We get our clearest view of what's going on our face before him. That is, we're able to see things. You're going to be able to see things and hear things in prayer. You're not going to hear any other way. You say, well, now, God can speak any way he wants to. Yes, he can. But he also makes choices. And he makes choices to speak to those who are listening and those who are willing to take time to listen and hear his voice. So therefore, I can get a different perspective on things because I'm going to see them from his viewpoint. And once you see them from his viewpoint, everything begins to change. You can more than likely bring up some issue in your life today, something that you're dealing with. It's a real battle, something that you feel like, you know, I wish I could just walk away from. I wish I could escape. There's some things you cannot escape. You have to battle them out. And one of those battles that makes it so difficult, one thing about the battle is sometimes it's a long battle. It's sometimes a heated battle. And sometimes it tests everything in you. But remember this, you are engaging God on your battle. Is God going to come up at some point and say, well, that's all I'm going to help you? This is a limit of what I'm going to help you. No, as long as you are battling on your knees before God, you have his awesome promise of his presence, of his provision, of his power, and of his personal intervention in your battle, no matter what it is. That's the nature of who he is. And another thing that's so very important that we understand is this. There's something about getting on your knees alone with God, and here's what happens. Your focus changes. And you see, our focus oftentimes is on the enemy, whatever we may consider the enemy. Oftentimes our focus is just glued to what we think the problem is. That is not the way to win the battle. The way to win the battle is to pull away from that and to get your focus on God. Who is he? He is your creator. He's the sovereign of the universe. He loves you absolutely, and he loves you totally. He loves you unconditionally. And think about this. If you think about whatever battle you're facing, God is on your side. You say, but now, wait a minute now. But suppose it's between my wife and myself, and she's a Christian. Is God on my side or her side? That's not the way God operates. God is on the side of his children, whoever they are. The issue is, who is listening to God? Unforgiving spirit, somebody's not listening. Animosity, bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, accusations, criticism, he's not on that side. He's on the side of the one who is listening to him. Because, you see, God cannot, let's put it this way, he could, but he does not act in behalf of those who are living in disobedience and have the wrong spirit and wrong attitude. That's not the way he operates. On our knees before him, we see things as he wants us to see them. We're able to do things we could not do otherwise. And remember again, back to the very beginning, we've engaged Almighty God. How does he operate? The way he operates is he always operates. Listen, always operates in behalf of those who are willing to trust him, obey him, and rely upon him, no matter what that might be. Now, as a result of that, what happens? Here's what happens. Verses you and I quote all the time. He says, don't be anxious about anything. Now, people read that verse and say, yeah, but you don't know my situation. What's your situation? It's not anything that God hadn't thought about. So listen to what he says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, every situation, by what? Prayer, watch that, supplication, crying out to God, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Fight Your Battles on Your Knees. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.